You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I am so excited and grateful that you've made a decision to join me from all over the world. And guess what? I believe that if you're listening to the show today, that actually the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive that download, the insight, the revelation, you know, that one thing that you've been seeking or praying about. And I always say all it takes is one word, one revelation, one idea, one insight from the Spirit to radically change your life. Well, how are you doing today? I hope that you are making a decision. It is a decision, y'all, to have a great day. Well, it is summertime and the living is easy here in Atlanta. I have been doing really, really well and just excited about what's happening in your life. And I want to hear from you. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I want to hear about your manifestations. As I said earlier in one of my shows, I want to have you come on the show and share your manifestation. Share what you've been doing to get through this very interesting, unprecedented, sometimes difficult, sometimes interesting season in your life. So don't be shy. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I have a very great guest today, Nick Bro. He's going to be talking to us about power manifesting. Anybody interested in that? Yay. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Well, I'm going to answer a question from a listener, but let me share with you some announcements. On Saturday, September 19th, I better check that date, but I think it's September the 19th, I'm going to be doing my virtual seminar. Only 10 people, remember. I want to keep it small and intimate so that I can answer your questions one-on-one in real time. And I don't know the exact title, but I'm going to be teaching on how to get unstuck or how to change paradigms or how to reprogram your old beliefs, create the new, and manifest your dreams. You know, it's a process. And so I'm going to be putting it up on my website this week. So if you're interested in being one of the participants, it's only $99. You need to email me so that I can secure your spot. And while you are emailing me, you can just slide on over to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I want you to take a look at some of the powerful testimonies. You've heard some of them a couple of weeks ago from my client, attorney Kevin Crayon. But I want you to look at some of the powerful testimonies and read some of the powerful testimonies from my clients. You know, in coaching, I am all about results, baby. I'm all about results. You know that I'm going to counsel you first to deal with your baggage, your stuff, your core beliefs, and then I'm going to give you strategies that move you from where you are to where you desire to be. If you're undecided about coaching right now, purchase one of my books, Attracting Genuine Love. If you really, really, really want to go deep, you got to get ready. I want you to purchase Secrets of Success. And what else? Oh, thank you so much for your donations. You are paying it forward to others. And so if this show is a blessing, I know it is. Let me see your hands in South Africa. If this show is nurturing your soul, United Kingdom, let me see your hands. And in Canada, if this show is transforming you from the inside out, I'm thanking you in advance for your gift. That's what I'm going to call it. Paying it forward for others. And so if you want to cash at me, it's $ Constance Arnold, or of course you can use PayPal. Is there anything else? Follow me on social media, Instagram, LOA Constance, on Facebook, Coach with Constance. You guys know I do Facebook Live. I was doing it every Monday and Thursday, but my schedule would not allow me to do it on Thursday, so I'm doing it every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I think that is it. So now I'm going to answer a question from a listener, and I want you to think about your own life and see if the spirit speaks to you. So I'm just paraphrasing what this listener is saying. He said, "I've been so overwhelmed by everything that's been going on. Constance, when is this going to end? I've always been such a planner and very strategic, but now there seems to be so much uncertainty. What would be the one thing that you would advise for me to do?" And then he says, "There has been such a drastic change in my sleeping and eating patterns." Can anybody relate? There has been a worsening of some minor health problems. I haven't been able to concentrate, etc. So I'm going to answer this gentleman's question, and he asked me for one thing. Let me say up front, I don't know all the answers. I don't know the pathway that God or Spirit has for you, but I'm just going to share with you. I believe that this is a time when we all have been forced to be still. We're not accustomed to that. I realize even about myself, every time I get in my car, I turn on Sirius XM. It's nothing wrong with that. But the other day, I felt like the Spirit was saying, "Girlfriend, sit in silence." God is trying to speak to us, but we've been too busy, too much noise, etc. I think that we have been so grasping for stuff and something outside of us, when all of the time, all of the answers are on the inside. So this gentleman asked me for the number one thing that I would suggest to him. And usually when I tell people this, they want something else. But I'm going to say the number one thing that I would advise all of us to do would be to be still and connect with God or Spirit. Be still and connect with God or Spirit, because in the stillness is where your wisdom is. I love what Dr. Dwayne Dyer used to say. He said, "If you knew who walked beside you at all times on the path that you have chosen, you could never experience fear or doubt again." Isn't that profound? So we're not accustomed to silence. Remember when I said I was in my car and the Spirit was like, "Turn that stuff off, Constance." And so it's in the silence that you hear your next step. It's in the stillness that you receive wisdom, sir. Wisdom about your next job, wisdom about what you should eat, wisdom about how to really virtually assist your children, wisdom about your marriage, wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Because stillness and silence is your friend. So you're sitting still. I think that we have been too independent. We have been too dependent on stuff outside of us, on people, on relationships, even on churches, organizations. And God is saying to you, it's on the inside of you. And we don't know how to be still. And so I think you have to practice like a little child learns to walk. And this is what I have really been meditating on. If you, let me just make this statement. You can't be separate from God. You're one with God. And so if you cannot be separate from God and you're one with the Spirit, that means that no matter what your circumstances are, that the Spirit is all up in your circumstances with you, but you have to be still enough to hear that. I use me for an example. The other day, I've been practicing this. I was just still. I was just sitting on my couch. I wasn't meditating. I was just sitting there in silence. And I received wisdom about something in my business. I was sitting in silence and I was like, wow, that was amazing. So God, our spirit, sir, and everybody else listening is trying to get your attention. The spirit is trying to assist you in really reaching your next level. Remember, we're co-creating with the spirit. And so it's kind of like if you're at a party and you're there with a friend and the music is so loud and you're calling their name, but they can't hear you because the music is so loud. And so there has been so much noise in our lives that it's time for stillness. So that would be the one thing that I would tell this gentleman to do. And I would say that, you don't have to sit and you can be walking in nature. I cannot define that for you, but it is simply a time of stillness and it's simply a time of silence. And you may do that for 1 week, 2 weeks, and maybe you feel like nothing is happening. But God is always trying to get wisdom to you. God is allowing you to tune in. It's like a FM or AM radio station. Do they still have AM? Yes, they do. And you're trying to dial in. The jazz station is 97.5. But you're trying to, you're on 97.4 and you can hear a little bit of jazz, but it's just not clear. The spirit is trying to get you to tune in to all of the wisdom. To all of the prosperity, and to all of the insight that Spirit has for you. You heard me say at the beginning of the show that all it takes is one idea from the Spirit to radically change your life, one connection to someone to radically change your life. I know of someone that was introduced to some people in the movie industry, and now she's becoming a producer. And her life is really changing, and she's leaving gradually her old position to really walk fully in what she desires. How did that happen? One connection, one idea, one connection, one shift, one phone call, one meeting. That's all you need. So you are sitting in silence, sir, and you're waiting for the wisdom. And so people say, well, I don't hear from God. Yes, you do. It's your own inner voice. It's a hunch. It's an idea. It's something that pops into your mind. I've never heard the audible, I got that voice of the spirit. But it's something that pops in your mind, and you just write it down and you move on it. Just today, I felt like reaching out to one of my old clients, and it was kind of like I've been thinking about it all day, and I don't know why, but I reached out to her, say, "Hey, what's going on? Give me an update. What's been happening with you?" All right. So everybody, let's just take this in and, just see how this can really begin to work for you. I'm just a living witness that in some of the most difficult times in my life, those times have been the times when I just got one little idea, a little nudge, and then something big and miraculous happened. Right on the side of what you think is really difficult can become the greatest life ever. I don't have all the answers about the pandemic, but I do know that God is trying to shift us, to shift our thinking. And as I talked in one session, the Spirit don't want us going back to the old normal, because there was a lot of stuff in the old normal that really did not serve us. So be open to uncertainty, sir. Be open to the new. Be open to the new adventures, new ways of doing and being. Get excited about it. And watch the miraculous begin to happen for you. And sir, I'm going to ask that you email me back maybe in 30 days, you know, just to let me know how you're doing. Excuse me. What's going on with you, et cetera. And anybody else who wants to email me, as I said earlier, to just let me know how this process is really happening for you. Because really what you're having is an encounter with the Spirit, an encounter with the all-knowing, all-wise, omnipotent, omnipresent Spirit that is desiring to co-create with you so that you can live your best life. Anybody interested in that? That's all it is. Well, sir, thank you so much for your question. If anybody has a question that you want me to answer on the air, of course, you know my email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Guys, I think that is it. I'm going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with Nick Bro. He's going to talk to us about what? Manifestation. Stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back and really excited about my guest. My very special guest is Nick Bro, and he is an international best-selling author. He's really mastered the concepts of the law of attraction, you know, in his own life personally. Number one, he was involved in a multi-million dollar tech acquisition, and then he manifested his dream relationship. He has a real passion for bringing new expansion, new revelation, new awareness, new understanding, and really share how our inner state of being impacts our lives and really creates and shapes the reality around us. Nick was on my show about 7 months ago, and I said, Nick, when you finish your new book, I want you to come back. And here he is. The name of his latest book is Power Manifesting: Unlock Your Full Potential as a Leading Edge Creator. We're blessed to have him back. So Nick, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you. It's always fun to have some more leading edge conversations with leading edge people. So thanks for having me.
So Nick, you live in Canada.
I am on the east coast of Canada, right along the Atlantic Ocean. I tell people it's the Miami Beach of Canada, but it's nothing like Miami Beach.
Well, you know, when you were on my show last, I was so moved by the way you really break down manifestation, the law of attraction, and all of the above. And so with your new book, which I've been reading and devouring over the last 5 days, It is so powerful. So I just want us to get started. I'm going to let you lead off. I have tons of questions for you. But why do you feel like your book right now is really needed, you know, during these times?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, thank you.
I think what's going on globally from a spiritual standpoint is spirit is trying to teach us to go within. Mm-hmm. It's trying to teach us that our satisfaction, our happiness, our freedom comes from our vibration, our alignment, a place inside of us. And all of these lockdowns, all of these protests, all of this contrast that we're experiencing all over the world, even though it's unpleasant and even though it's uncomfortable, it's pushing us to go deeper within ourselves, hopefully, so that we can learn to become more empowered, better creators from the inside out.
I love that answer. You know, the first chapter, or it might have been at the very beginning, you talked about co-creation. You know, I've heard that a lot. What does that mean for people right now? Are we co-creating with spirit? What does that mean? Break that down so listeners can understand that.
Yeah, so what I like to talk about is what I call the new approach to the law of attraction. So most people come to the law of attraction because they want to manifest this, that, or the other thing, right? And unfortunately, when you're efforting, when you're trying to manifest, you're in the vibration of the absence of that thing you want that creates resistance that actually keeps things away. Mm. My approach to law of attraction, what I'm suggesting for people to do and what I talk about in the new book is instead of putting your focus on manifestation, is to put your focus on what I call stepping into the new paradigm. And what that new paradigm looks like is you're having so much fun. You're experiencing so many synchronicities. You're enjoying life so much that you don't care so much about manifestations anymore. And that's when things start to show up. Now, when you step into that new paradigm from the old paradigm, one of the biggest differences is that in the new paradigm, you become what I call the blended being. So you as a human being, you the listener right now, you know yourself from the vantage point of physical reality because you exist in the physical. You have your five senses. You smell reality, you taste reality, you touch reality. And most people aren't aware that not only are you a physical being, but you are also a non-physical being. There's another greater part of you that still exists in the non-physical. And what happens when you operate dominantly in alignment is you activate that connection to the non-physical you. You become a blended being where you're not disconnected from that part of you, which is how most people are in the old paradigm. And when you become connected in that way, that's when you do experience many more synchronicities. That's when you do experience that strong intuition. That's when reality unfolds in that magical state of flow that makes your reality so delicious.
Oh, I love that. You know, and so Nick, hypothetically, let's just say you said stepping into a new paradigm. So would a person, let's just say hypothetically, someone who is really uncertain about their future financially, their job, their small business. So would they need to just be joyful and happy and abundant inwardly, even though around them seemingly things are just out of control? What would that look like?
Well, your power as a creator is two things. One, it's in your alignment. And second, it's in your now. Mm. Your present moment, your right now moment, is the only moment that exists. What happened last week doesn't exist anymore. What happened last year doesn't exist anymore. What's going to happen tomorrow doesn't even exist. So your full power as that leading edge creator is always in the only moment that exists, right here, right now. You can't create happiness in a week from now by focusing on a week from now. You got to focus on your now. So A, it's about being present. And second, it's about understanding that when you're in alignment, that's when you step into your power. That's when you're blended with your inner being. That's when you can get those nudges of inspiration from your inner guidance. And the way you step into that state is by feeling good. The better you feel, the stronger that connection becomes. So for me, I don't do anything when it comes to my business, whether it be sending emails or working with clients, if I'm not in alignment. So it's like Abraham Hicks says, get into alignment and then. Get into alignment and then. Because that's where your power is.
I love the way you break down alignment. So let's unpack alignment a little more.
Sure.
How can we get into alignment?
The way I like to picture it is kind of like the Wi-Fi signal mm-hmm. on your cell phone. So the difference between a human being who is in alignment versus one who is not is like a cell phone that does have an internet connection and one that does not, right? So without having your internet connection on your cell phone, you've got no Facebook, you've got no Instagram, you've got no GPS, you don't even have TikTok, right? As a human being, when you're connected to your alignment, then you have access to all of the juicy solutions that your inner being can provide for you. And the way you increase that signal strength is based on how you feel. The better you feel, the more happier you are, the stronger that connection. So when you're in satisfaction, when you're in happiness, when you're relaxed, those are states that are congruent to that connection. When you're in a state of fear, of worry, of sadness, of anger, those are all disconnected states where you're not receiving or tuning into that connection.
Well, ooh, that's so good. You know, I remember when Esther Hicks was here in Atlanta, she said something. I was just going over my notes this morning. She talked about being satisfied this moment. And then being satisfied the next moment, and being satisfied just in the nowness of your life, and then being grateful and appreciative.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the examples I give in my book, I don't use happiness or I don't use satisfaction. I talk about happiness, but it's the same thing. And what I say is, well, how do you create one whole year of happiness? Well, you've got to do 12 consecutive months of happiness. So you got to do it 1 month at a time. How do you do 1 month of happiness? 4 weeks of happiness. How do you do 4 weeks of happiness? 1 week at a time. How do you do a whole week of happiness? 7 days. How do you do a day? 24 hours. How do you do 24 hours? 1 hour at a time. How do you do an hour of happiness? 1 minute at a time. 1 second at a time. So the way you create a year of happiness or a year of satisfaction is not by trying to manipulate your reality so you'll be happy tomorrow. It's about choosing to be happy and satisfied right here, right now, in your now moment.
And so, Nick, would you share with the listeners, should they set intentions or have goals, or what does that look like for people who say, well, you know, my small business has folded? Should they have large intentions and large goals, or should they just try to stay, be aligned and stay in the nowness? Unpack that for us.
Yeah, so what I teach around the new paradigm is that our inner beings are always, always guiding us down that path of least resistance. And the way that our inner guidance comes through to everybody is excitement. Excitement is your highest form of guidance and intuition. So What I suggest is A, feel as good as you can in whatever moment that you're in. And second, follow your path of highest excitement. So when in whatever moment that you're in, of all the options you have available to you, choosing the option that feels the lightest or brings the most excitement.
And so for a business owner, that might be, wow, I'm open to new ideas as to how I can expand my business. So it would look like that instead of worry, fretting, concern, etc.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is, you know, the main reason we come to physical reality is for joy and for expansion. And expansion occurs when we step outside of our comfort zone, right? So oftentimes that excitement is meant to lead us, it's going to lead us to things that might feel a little bit anxious, a little bit scary. But that's by design, because those are the opportunities. Those are the things that when we step into them, we experience the most amount of growth and new awareness, which is also what leads us to success.
Ooh, that's so good. Wow. So talk about vibration and frequency. What does that look like, and how could listeners begin to understand and implement that principle in their lives?
Sure. The way I talk about it in the book is I use the analogy of an AM/FM radio. A FM radio receiver takes a radio wave, a radio frequency, and then changes that into sound. It decodes the frequency into an audio. And as you turn the knob on that radio receiver, you're changing channels, you're tuning into different frequencies, which give you different audios. So the physical body, you as a human being, are also a receiver of frequency in the exact same way. The difference is you don't take frequency and translate it into audio, you take frequency and you translate it into an entire physical reality experience. So if I am practicing the frequency of stuckness, of not good enoughness, then physical reality reflects back me experiences that reinforce those things. If I then change my emotions, I change my state of being to one where I'm feeling dominantly free and worthy, then my physical reality will then change to match those frequencies and give me physical reality experiences of freedom and worthiness.
Oh, that's so good. You know, I was listening to you last night as I was walking, Nick, and you were talking about how the number one request that you get is around money or abundance or prosperity. So with everything that's happening now, people would need to be in the vibration or frequency of what they desire, like abundance. What would that look like?
So what I tell people around money, the most important thing to understand is anytime you're efforting towards something, you're actually kind of putting it away because you get what you focus on, you get the emotions that you practice. So if I wanted to manifest a pen, if I sit here and I go, how do I manifest that pen that's not here yet? How do I manifest that pen that's not here yet? How do I manifest that pen that's not here yet? What I'm doing is I'm practicing the vibration of the thing that I want is not here. So what is physical reality going to do? It's going to reflect back the circumstance the pen is not here. That's why I put so much focus on telling people not to focus on manifesting, but to focus on the new paradigm. Now, when it comes to money, what happens is, let's say I want to take a trip to Bali. I want to spend a month in Bali, but I don't have any money in my bank account to do that. What most people do is they go into, how do I make the money show up? How do I make the money show up? How do I make the money show up? But what they don't realize is that if you build momentum towards that trip in Bali, if you become a vibrational match to the trip in Bali, it doesn't matter what you have in your bank account, because if you're a vibrational match to something, you must experience it. Mm. You can't not experience it. That's why law of attraction is called a law, just like gravity. It's consistent. Anything you're a vibrational match to, you must experience. So if you become a vibrational match to the trip to Bali, the money has to show up as a cooperative component, or something else will happen as a cooperative component that will allow that trip to show up.
But Nick, you don't know this, but I've been telling my listeners for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I'm practicing, you know what I mean, the law of attraction and these universal principles. And so I set my intention on going to the Maldives. And so, you know, of course, right now we're not traveling internationally in the U.S., but I've been looking at the bungalows, at the restaurants, how I'm going to take the speedboat from the airport. Yeah. I mean, I just came back to do this interview with you because in my mind, I've been living in the Maldives.
And what you want to do, here's the big thing about doing visualizations and tuning into desires like that.
Okay.
People often do it from the energy of effort to try to make the manifestation show up. What you want to do is anytime you're doing any type of process, including this one, make sure you're doing that process for the joy of the process itself, not for the intent to try to manifest it. So if you can sit there and spend an hour basking in how good it would feel to be sitting in the Maldives right now, for the joy of the visualization, for the joy of the dream, then you're bridging the gap. You're creating the right momentum. However, if you're doing the visualization from the energy of effort, from the energy of that thing I want is not here, from the energy of I'm going to visualize to make that thing show up, then you're actually doing it from the wrong energy and you're actually creating more of a gap between you and that desire.
That's good. The joy of the process. Most people are not joyful doing the process. They're like, I got to set my intention. I got to affirm. I got to visualize. How can people be more in the joy of the process, Nick?
I would say by making the joy the goal itself. So, you know, life isn't about the destination, because as soon as you achieve a destination, a next destination is going to show up, and a next destination is going to show up, and a next destination is going to show up. It's all about the journey. I recently watched a documentary. I think it was called How to Be a Billionaire. It was on Amazon Prime or on YouTube. And, you know, they were driving around with this billionaire in his Ferrari. And they asked him, they said, you know, what would you say is the secret to becoming a billionaire? And he said exactly what I just said, which is, if you want to be a billionaire, it's not about striving to becoming a billionaire. It's about enjoying every step along the way, enjoying every moment along that ride, enjoying the journey as much as possible. And if you look at people who are really successful CEOs and the successful CEOs that I've worked with, you'll notice that they're extremely passionate about their company or the product that they're working on. And the reason they're so passionate about it is because they're excited about it. They're joyful about it, right? So the more we live our lives in our joy, in our excitement, in the things that please us, the more that's going to drive alignment and the more that's going to drive success.
This is so wonderful because, you know, you and I both know that a lot of people are like, when is it going to manifest? And I was with a group of people about 3 weeks ago, and it was about 15 of us, and we were just sharing. And a lot of people were saying, I feel so sad because I feel like the pandemic has really caused me to lose motivation about manifestation. And just by listening to you, it just reminded me, judging these people, just observing how sad they felt because it hasn't manifested. Go ahead,
Nick. I have a great response to that.
Okay.
And I talked about it on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/NickBro. And I did a video. It was called The Rules of Law of Attraction Haven't Changed. Mm-hmm. And what I explained in this video is that if you understand law of attraction, you understand that every single thing that you experience is something that you're a vibrational match to. You cannot experience something if it's not something that you're already practicing inside of you vibrationally. So what that means is, if you lost your job because of COVID, it's not COVID that caused you to lose your job. COVID was just the cooperative component that matched your vibration. And if you can change your vibration to one where you are employed, guess what? Something new is going to show up. So COVID is simply responding to the mass population's strong desire in different ways for different people. Some people were desiring more freedom, while COVID gave them more freedom. Wasn't how they expected or how they wanted, but it was what they were a vibrational match to. So Abraham Hicks says, this is an attraction-based reality. There is no assertion. And that's very important to understand, because what that means is nothing is asserted onto you that you are not a vibrational match to. And once you understand that, by doing the right inner work, nobody can touch your vibration other than you. You are in full control of your vibration. Most people don't realize that or don't exercise that control because they don't know about law of attraction. But once you understand law of attraction and understand how to turn that attraction point knob, that frequency, to other experiences, then those other experiences have to manifest.
So you mentioned that for somebody who's not employed, they need to change their vibration to "I am employed." So do they do that moment by moment, like you said, just in this moment, being grateful and happy and joyful? And while they're in those moments, something would be downloaded to them about what action they should take.
It's about understanding that. So when I talked about the radio frequency example earlier, it's easy to change the frequency on a radio receiver because you just turn a knob and it turns the frequency. Obviously, humans don't have a physical knob we can turn anywhere on our body to change our frequency. When it comes to humans, our frequency is based on where we put our focus, our beliefs / perspectives, and the emotions we feel. So if I'm practicing a belief that I'm not employable because of COVID, well, then my physical reality is going to reflect that back to me. So what you need to do is you need to explore the beliefs, the emotions that you carry, and then change those beliefs, change those perceptions, so that they become a match to what it is you do want to experience. And that's what I explain in chapter 5 of the book, using a process that I now call the belief tree process.
So how has your experience been, Nick? I already know the answer to this, during this COVID-19, just personally.
So for me, it hasn't changed a whole lot. The biggest complexity for us was the pandemic really hit while we were on the Abraham Hicks cruise down out of Fort Lauderdale. And it took us a little bit of extra time to get home because of flight cancellations. But now that we're home, you know, we live here on the beach. We kind of stick to ourselves here. It hasn't changed a whole lot, other than from a coaching standpoint, helping a lot of people work through what it's bringing up for them. Because what this is doing is it's bringing a lot of shit up to the surface that people need to deal with. So for example, you know, couples who aren't used to being home all day when they're used to being at work, now they're at home triggering each other. Right. And what that does is that brings these perspectives and these negative emotions to the surface for them to deal with. And once you deal with these things, that raises your vibration and that puts you in a more positive place with more positive manifestations. A lot of people don't understand that contrast is there to serve us. It's there to help us grow and expand. Abraham Hicks doesn't say it's the path of no resistance. It's the path of least resistance.
So should we welcome contrast or say, okay,
contrast? Absolutely. Something I shared in the collective a few weeks ago was that if you knew the benefit of your contrast, you would not resist it.
Wow. So a great example of that, I'm going back to the small business, a small business owner whose business has been impacted by COVID. They can begin to shift paradigms and say, wow, what am I going to learn here? How am I going to expand? Is that what that should look like?
Absolutely. Every piece of contrast that every person experiences is there for their growth, for their expansion, for their new understanding, to lead them to even bigger manifestations. Think about it like this. Physical reality is a co-creation between you and your inner being. Inner being being source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Agreed?
Agree.
So source is not only infinitely intelligent, but it's also unconditionally loving. Would an infinitely intelligent being, and infinite intelligence means doesn't make mistakes, would an infinitely intelligent non-physical source, which is unconditionally loving, co-create an experience for you that would be negative or not in your benefit?
No.
Absolutely not. And once you can learn to appreciate the contrast and even go as far as to love the contrast, that's when it serves you the most. And that's when it propels you to higher levels of joy, of manifestation, of expansion. That's what it's all about.
Wow. Well, you have a chapter on allowing, and I think that I've read, 100 books on allowing, and I think I practice it, but the way you just broke down that principle to me added a new dimension to my revelation. So explain to listeners, what is allowing, why is it important, and how could they implement that in their lives?
Sure. So law of attraction success is all about removing resistance. So manifestation is not about attracting a desire. All of your desires are already on the way. The only reason they haven't showed up yet is because you are practicing some form of resistance that prevents it from showing up. So what do you think the opposite of resistance is?
Non-resistance.
It starts with the letter A.
Allowing.
Exactly. The more you can learn to allow, the more things flow to you. And that doesn't just mean allowing the easy stuff, but also allowing the contrast. I recently heard a channeling clip where somebody asked the question, you know, what made Buddha and Jesus and these people masters? And what the answer was essentially their ability to allow the unfolding of everything without pushing against.
And so no matter what is happening in the lives of listeners, if they are joyful in the process and allow it, knowing that it's for their highest good, then other stuff opens up for them.
Yes, and it's not just about, you know, being completely passive to your reality and allowing in that sense.
I get you.
But it's more about not pushing against and allowing yourself to look at circumstances, look at the contrast and say, okay, what is this trying to teach me about me? Because everything is a reflection of what's going on inside of me. The universe is projecting a physical reality, which is a reflection of what you're practicing, your state of being. So what you want to do when contrast shows up is just self-reflect, right? Is look at all of these circumstances and say, what must I believe is true to have created this circumstance? And that's how you can start playing with your own perspectives and your own beliefs and start changing those perspectives and those beliefs.
So, Nick, what would you say about the fear that a lot of people are feeling? What is that, and how can they begin to really step into the new paradigm?
So the probing question I like to use with people when it comes to fear is, what must I believe is true to feel unsafe? And what that'll do is it'll bring up a perspective. So every negative emotion that we feel, every fear or anxiety that we feel, is rooted in a perspective that we're practicing. So when a fear comes up and you ask that question, what must I believe is true to feel unsafe? When that perspective comes up, then your job is to look at that perspective and find ways to talk yourself out of it, find ways to reframe that fear.
Huh. That is so wonderful. So let's talk about relationships. You know, you had mentioned earlier that a lot of couples are home now and a lot of stuff is coming up. What about people who feel maybe isolated or alone? You know, they're no longer going into the office. You know, they're not able to go to church and other social gatherings. What would that new paradigm look like for them? How could they walk that out?
So if those people are feeling sadness or loneliness because they no longer have those social connections in physical form, then to me, that's a sign that those people have allowed those circumstances to be dependent on their happiness. Mm. Right? And I would see this as a lesson for them to break free from the need of outside circumstances in order to be happy. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's not okay for those things to be enjoyable and happy. Of course they are for everybody. But there's also a way for those people to find happiness with themselves.
So true. I know you manifested the love of your life, right? And that's why I brought that up, so that people, I've been hearing people talk about that online and in other places, you know, just about how everything that has happened has totally really impacted them.
Yeah. And the first thing I always share is that her and I met when neither one of us was looking for a relationship. We met when we were both focused on ourselves and our independent happiness. And we've been together now for 8 or 9 years, and we haven't had a single fight in all of that time. And the reason for that is because we don't have that dependency on each other. I take responsibility for my happiness. She takes responsibility for her happiness. And if shit comes up for me, I take responsibility and she'll help me clear it. If I need help clearing, she'll offer, and vice versa. And because of that independent happiness, that non-reliance on each other, it allows us to come together in a beautiful way.
It's so true. So Nick, what is your like daily life like? Do you have certain practices? Are you joyful and happy every day? What do you do when you feel yourself sort of like going in the direction that you know you should, you know, shift back into that paradigm?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. For me, I just mostly just wake up and just follow impulse. So if I wake up and my impulse is to listen to Abraham Hicks, I'll put some Abraham Hicks on. If my impulse is to go grab the paddleboard and hop on the ocean for an hour, I'll do that. So for me, living dominantly in this new paradigm state of being, I've practiced it enough where I'm pretty consistent in that place. And I just wake up and I just follow whatever feels best and see where that leads me.
Do you do, somebody wanted me to ask you this question. Do you meditate? Do you pray? Do you, tell us about that.
I meditate once in a while, not so much anymore. The goal of meditation is to reduce resistance. So somebody who's got a lot of resistance, when they meditate, they'll naturally float back up into alignment. For me, because I'm dominantly in that state of alignment, mm-hmm. There's less of a need for meditation. So When I create meditations for people, there's kind of two different styles of meditation. One is meditation with soft, calming music and intent. And then another form of meditation is more upbeat, lift you up, more like a dance music, uplifting kind of music. And somebody who is practicing a lot of negative emotions, a lot of resistance, a lot of fear, a lot of contrast, then the better meditation to listen to is the slower one, which brings relief, right? Somebody who is on the other side of the contrast, who's already in a feeling in a pretty good state, then you want to listen to some more upbeat stuff to boost you up even further, right? So what you do for your morning practice or your meditation is a very individual thing based on where you find yourself vibrationally. So for me, I'll dominantly do things like put on some upbeat music. I like to paddleboard. I like to lay on the beach. Those are the types of activities for me that foster my alignment.
I got you. So Nick, tell people how they can get your book, your website, your services, your YouTube, your social media. And even though I've read your book once, I'm going to have to go back and reread it because I need to spend a whole week on one chapter.
Most people tell me they actually read the book in like 3 or 4 days the first time they go through it. And then they go back again and read through it much slower because there's so much information and so many insights and so many nuggets in it that you almost have to go through it a second time to really absorb everything that's in it.
Yeah, so tell people your website, social media, how can they get your book, your services, etc.
Yeah, so the book is called Power Manifesting. That's on Amazon, both in paperback and Kindle. On my website, I've got a free e-course. It's called Power Manifesting. And it was actually created before the book. The book was actually inspired from the e-course. There's been over 30,000 students sign up for that free e-course. And I was just like, okay, well, people want more of this stuff, so I'm going to write the book. The e-course, people can find that at nickbro.com/e-course. And then I also run an online community called the Power Manifesting Collective. We've now got over 500 members in that community. There is a fee for that. It's less than $100 a month. And anybody that's interested in that, they can go to nickbro.com/collective.
Spell your last name.
My last name is Bro, B-R-E-A-U.
It's so funny. I was rehearsing your rehearsing the pronunciation of your last name. And I'm like, okay, how do I pronounce that? And then I saw you on YouTube and you said Bro. I said, okay, so that's kind of like B-R-O. And so that's pretty cool. Nick, you are a powerful man. You are changing the world. I so appreciate you. The world appreciates you. You being used by the Spirit to really teach us how to shift and change paradigms and our beliefs. And I'm just so grateful to have you back on again.
Thank you so much. And it's all just getting started. I recently started a practitioner training program, and I'm now training 60 people in close to 20 countries to do seminars and do one-on-one work to help people with this stuff. So I'm excited for what's coming.
Yay. Everybody, make sure you visit his website. You got to get his book and just devour it, just like I have and will be doing. And remember my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, believe and say something good is going to happen to me and through me. Make it a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.